¿Habla usted Spanglish? Clary Torres.
Grandpa used to be un monacía. Canutito rolled over muy de mañana. He could still hear his grandpa roncando in the other bed. He heard his grabita shuffling around in the kitchen real early. She would always get up at 4:30 in the morning on those días de Cuaresma just to get ready for early morning mass. It always took her a long, long time pa lavarse y hacerse los chinos, but once that she was properly washed and freed her locks from los pin curls, she would put on her tapalo and she was good to go. Canutito dug his head deeper into his almohada. Suddenly he felt a fresadas being pulled away from him, and his gramita whispered,
"Hey, levántate! Today you are going to start training to become un monaguillo."
What is un monaguillo? Asked the little boy, raising himself up on one elbow and wiping the lagañas away from his eyes.
Tú sabes, mijo, said Grandfather, chiming in from the other bed. It is what I called un monacía, and it means an altar boy.
Pero I don't want to be an altar boy, mumbled Canutito, letting his head fall back on the pillow. I don't want to sit up adelante de la iglesia and have all the people stare at me.
Oh, it's not too bad, said Grandpa Caralampio,
pulling on his calzones over his long johns and adjusting his pretales. He snapped his suspenders into place, and then he bent down to look for his medias under the bed.
Ándale, mijo, he prodded. As you are getting dressed, I will tell you about the time that I was an altar boy. Let me tell you, there was a time cuando yo era muy resantito.
Really, Grandpa? Asked Canutito of him. Were you really holy and pure like the angels?
Más o menos,
replied his grandfather as he tied the correas on his zapatos.
When I was little, my friend Procoro and me decided que we would become altar boys.
Why was that, Grandpa? Asked Canutito of him. Was it because you were led by the spirit?
In a manner of speaking, said his grandfather to him, but not looking at the little boy. It was the spirit for sure, he paused. It was the spirit of the altar wine.
Now Canutito's ears picked up. With his orejitas paraditas, he leaned closer to his grandfather to hear the story.
En aquellos días, his grandpa began, we had a playmate known as Narciso. He was un poquito más grande than we were. Oh, he served faithfully at the altar every day. Y la cosa es que, whenever he was away from the altar, he was kind of malvado, always putting ovispas on the girls, or sticking cadillos on their trenzas, or calling them sobrenombres. Pero once he got on the altar, oh, he was so good that he looked like no podía ni quebrar un vaso. Oh, he was tan bueno como el pan. He was as good as gold. We always wondered why he was such a faithful churchgoer. And so we asked him.
¿Y por qué era tan devoted, Grandpa? Asked Canutito. Was he trying to atone for his pecados and for all the picardías that he said during the week?
No,
came the reply.
Era porque he had found out que el altar wine was kept en la sacristía. It was the best wine, and in esos días, no one could afford anything. So he would get up muy faithfully every morning and preparar las vestiduras for the priest before el párroco got there. Oh, he would lay out el amis, el alb, el maniple, el stole, el censure, y finally el cazador, he said, remembering how it used to be.
What is el cazador? Asked Canutito.
Es el chasuble, mijo, said the old man. You know, la flashy cosa that the priests wear on the outside. Finally, he had to fill los cruets, one with water and one with wine. Oh, that's when the big payoff came. Malvao! Why are you corrupting a este pobre inocente before he even starts his holy vocation as a monaguillo? Shrieked Grandma Cuca. And now look, you made me pecar before I go para la comunión myself. Oh, now I have to go confesarme.
I tell you about Narciso and the wine later, Grandpa Caralampio whispered to Canutito as they walked pa fuera
de la puerta cambiándose de la grama.
And so until next time, this is Larry Torres saying, goodbye for Habla Usted Spanish.